The Taste of a Kiss. Written and read by Tsubiru. Fandom, The Untamed. Relationship, Lan Chen, La Wenji, Wu Ying, Wei Wuxian. Rating, General Audiences. Wu Ying accepted the cup of tea and took a sip.
That's an unusual choice.
I thought you might appreciate it.
Wu Ying hummed.
Careful.
They looked at each other. It tastes a bit like our first kiss.
Yes,
Lan Chen nodded.
I thought it was adequate, considering the circumstances.
Wu Ying started laughing.
And what is the circumstance, Lan Arguge? Is it just because I'm visiting? Or do you want to repeat that kiss?
Lan Chen didn't answer immediately. He stared at his own cup, his ears turning pink.
Anyway, how did you know I was coming? I just suddenly decided to come by. Sorry, by the way, I shouldn't be imposing like this. I'll leave soon.
You can stay as long as you want. Wei Ying is always welcome here.
Lan Chen, keep talking like that and I'll never leave. Work is actually closer. I should just move in.
If that is what you want.
Wu Ying stopped laughing abruptly and looked at Lan Chen's face.
Lan Chen, I was kidding. I couldn't do that to you.
To what?
Lan Chen frowned.
You know, I'm a mess and I would just bring chaos to your place. I'm so obnoxious and I never shut up. You wouldn't be able to meditate or whatever with my voice echoing 24/7. I would be all over your personal space. You wouldn't be able to catch a break. Come on, think about your precious quiet nights being disrupted by my constant mumbling as I'm working in the living room.
Lan Chen's eyes turned soft, and the tiny turn of his lips looked like the happiest smile on him.
Sounds perfect.
Wu Ying sputtered and flayed his arms, almost spilling his tea on the fine carpet under his feet. He looked at Lan Chen, disbelieving.
Lan Chen, you're killing me. I can't keep trying to argue when you look at me like that.
Lan Chen took Wei Yin's teacup and placed it on the table, barely making a sound. He took his hands and looked sincerely into Wei Yin's eyes.
Wei Ying, I don't intend to kill you. I want you to live comfortably and happily. And if living here could make those things happen, then please move in.
Wu Ying looked at Lan Chen, mouth agape. Lan Chen, suddenly feeling nervous, began turning away.
Just if you want, I...
Wu Ying pulled their hands to get Lan Chen's attention back to him.
Lan Chen, are you serious?
Lan Chen gave him a look, saying, "When am I not?" Wu Ying smiled brightly. Happy to know what that expression meant.
Well, I honestly have most of my stuff here already, and your internet speed is crazy. I mean, I basically spent all my weekends here already hugging your TV and rewatching Midnight Diner.
Lan Chen freed his hands to wrap his arms around Wei Ying.
Maybe it's time for me to check more titles.
Perhaps we could start a new series. Watch new episodes every night. Wei Ying said, leaning closer and making their noses touch. Now?
Later.
Lan Chen whispered before leaning in and pressing a kiss on Wei Ying's lips. A kiss tasting of old emotions and new beginnings. The end.